You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I remember walking round the court square sidewalks, looking in winds.
9:40 on the West Coast on a Wednesday. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Don't forget about it. And let me read you an email. I will say this, regardless of the opinions, you with your jackass friends is pretty funny. Yeah, you know, the bad part is sometimes we forget we're like, this is like going out over the internet, and we just revert to like calling bullshit on each other, which I don't know is a good thing. Well, I don't know if you need to take your friends and that stuff over the air, but nonetheless. No, they're smart guys, and they like the black helicopter, though, man. They love the black helicopter. Joining me now is somebody who sent me an email the other day, and her name is Nancy Dunham. Nancy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mac. I am doing just great.
It's not morning, though, where you are in the great state of Pennsylvania. It is afternoon, yes?
It is indeed.
So, go ahead.
But with All Marine Radio, it's morning all the time.
I don't know about that, but I will accept that. So, Nancy, let's first of all, we have to find out about you. Born and raised where?
Actually, born an hour away from where I am now in Northwest Pennsylvania, in oil country, more or less. I'm about an hour away from both Erie and Pittsburgh. Take your pick.
Oh, so Erie, so you're up in the northwest corner, which would put you close to Lake what?
Lake Erie and
okay.
The weather that goes with it.
Mac, well, congratulations on that. What is your, so the closest big city to you is what?
Probably Erie. Pittsburgh is doable, but Erie is closer.
Got it. And so you were born and raised there. Tell us about, you became a chaplain. So did you go to college to become a chaplain? Did you just become one? Tell me about your path.
College was for psychology.
Oh.
But when I got down to graduation and started seeing what was out there, I thought, now, wait a minute. For me, there's not quite enough of the spirit going on in here. And so friend said, why don't you look into chaplaincy? And by then, I was ready to move. I had moved to, like, Northwest Ohio. And there was a program available. And so yours truly went into what's called clinical pastoral education. It's about a master's degree worth of on-the-job training, so to speak. And then volunteered for a long time until connections came up that allowed me to work in the hospital where I had last interned. In training. So, long story short, but God writes straight with crooked lines sometimes.
There you have it. So when you started ministering to people that were going through life-changing events, tell me about that. Well, first of all, next question. How did you find All Marine Radio, for God's sakes?
Well, that's what's my connection to the core question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have uncles, one of whom was in World War II as a Marine, one of whom was a lifer from 1953 to 1983. And the uncle who was a lifer, my mother and father both passed when within about 6 months of each other. And after my mother passed, this uncle, who retired as a colonel, said to me, "Nancy, how would you like to be made honorary?" And I said, "Oh my goodness." That's kind of long story short, too, because when I graduated.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Did he put you through the honorary initiation, right?
Yeah. Kind of unofficially.
Okay, no, that doesn't, Nancy, that doesn't work. You have to go through the official initiation, which means we have to dump a lot of stuff on your head, and then we have to make fun of you, and then we have to, then we have to squirt you, exactly, then we have to squirt you with a wet, with cold water, and then, and so, you have not been initiated, don't even go there.
Forward to it. When I was about ready to graduate from high school back in 76, I received a scholarship award that was named in honor of General Graves Blanchard Erskine.
Ooh.
And so there's the connection in first place. And at that point, my uncle said, "Oh, I gotta do this. I gotta put through the paperwork and I gotta do this." But assignment after assignment after assignment, it just didn't get done. It sat in his desk drawer. And when my parents passed, he said, "Look, you need a new family. You need a new way to connect yourself." And so, he and my cousin, his son, who is also a retired Marine of Iraq and Afghanistan vintage. My uncle was Korea and Vietnam. So between the two of them, they sat down and said, "Okay, how do we put together virtual boot camp?" So it's about 6 months worth of culture and history and geography and battle study of a sort, and then they decided, "Look, how are we going to do this? Because she's a chaps, but we don't want to pin Navy lieutenant's bars on her.
Exactly.
We want to pin her with an E, G, and A. So we are going to not give her rank at all." So everybody in the Corps outranks me. We'll just leave it there. But
so you found out about All Marine Radio from them?
I found out about All Marine Radio on Facebook one day, looking at something that a high school friend, unbeknownst to me, who had also become a Marine after he graduated, retired himself now as well, pointed me in the direction. So, and I've been hooked ever since.
Yes, I love that. All right, so give me some advice. Mac, you bug me when you do this, and I like it when you do that. Well, give me some advice.
Just keep doing what you're doing, because I don't know anybody who does it better than you and Mike do.
Oh, now you're just trying to make friends, okay? Stop doing that. You're trying to make it easy. So talk to me about, so you listen, and then you start to get familiar with the concepts of post-traumatic winning.
Yeah.
You hear that, and as somebody who whose business it was to minister to others, what were your thoughts?
Well, I was absolutely impressed with the idea that you don't differentiate anything. Trauma is trauma is trauma. And everybody, everywhere, anytime is going through something. And life is like that. And most of the other models I've seen are that straight line that you've got to get back to. And there were times in my working life that I didn't see things working. And I wondered why. And now I know why. Because you're not going to move people away from or back to some mythical point of before. There is no before. There's just forward. And that one thing you guys make clear from the start, and that kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. It's like, oh shit, of course! And then the other thing that really made a difference for me was that in other circumstances, I've seen stuff about soul wound and that sort of thing. And it's not that. Because wounds can technically be healed, right?
Right.
You're not going to deal with them again. But this is not going away because life is not going away. And when I used to counsel folk and walk with them through their journey, I was really amazed sometimes that people got angry and said, well, I'll show you God. You let this happen to me. And I'm looking at that going, I'm going to fix that. And then these dear ladies and gentlemen who were feeling this way went out and did that rehab, and by gum, didn't they get it done right? And I thought, what? And then I thought, yeah, you can use that as fuel. You can rechannel it. When I heard you guys talking about opening up, putting down the pack, opening it up, and reorganizing it, shifting stuff, I thought, yeah, that's what happens. That is exactly what happens. You go through and you get rid of what you don't need, and you move what's not going to go away around differently so you can pick it up again. I used to think the object was to put the burden down. And you guys put me onto the fact that no, you don't put the burden down. You reorganize it and pick it up again.
What did, talk to me about, you said that your life has been touched by cerebral palsy. Was it in your family? And how long have you been dealing with that?
Well, I was born prematurely, so between that and a fall when I was an infant, there was some brain damage, which caused the cerebral palsy.
Ah.
And so that means that the body and the brain don't talk to each other very smoothly. So I've had difficulties with self-care and mobility forever. And if that isn't a lesson in this isn't going away, I'm not sure what is. And framework of post-traumatic winning also gave me some insight into the fact that every time I've had a major life change, old stuff starts coming up again. You know, and I thought, how come? I thought I had that. I thought I had that tamped down, packed away. Oh, here it is again. And that's exactly how it happens. It pops up and says, "Hello, here am I," because I'm not going away. What have you learned since the last time we encountered each other that's going to make it easier for you to deal with it this time? And actually, being pinned has given me a framework to do that with. Because not only were there my uncle and cousin, but there were some online friends whom I had known for a couple of years before this, several of whom are retired Marines, and a retired squidlet, and they came up with a physical training component to it. They came up with, one of them came up with something he calls the Marine Slang Dictionary. This is to educate you, because so your eyes don't glaze over when uncle and cousin colonels are talking at the dinner table. I said, oh, good. And another said, look, your world needs to be broader. Your horizons need to branch out a little. So he created a lot of virtual scenarios of visiting places where he'd been assigned, different activities that I would do as a tourist. It's just really created a sense of, no, you are not stuck at home. You are not living from the neck up. We're not going to have it. It's not going to happen. And he was also one who was there for a couple of really scary moments during the process that were at very inconvenient times for the rest of my 3 to 5 to deal with. And he was there. And kept me grounded and kept me accountable. And I think the idea of your 3 to 5, that you're going to trust, that you're going to trust to give you feedback, is what I find most helpful in the whole thing. The idea that you're accountable to one another. And It just fits the circumstances no matter who you are. I know it comes out of Marine culture, but like Josh, I am an indoor, but in my case, I'm an indoor Catholic. And it fits for me too.
So now, for those of you who have never heard Josh say it, he refers to himself as an indoor Jew, and he draws a stark contrast between the life that he grew up living and the life that that Marines tend to live, as you know, more outdoor, aggressive, you know, people. And but the way Josh does it is very funny, and he talks about the things that he didn't have as a young man. That people that live more rigorous lives, that have more adversity in their lives, that conquer that adversity, they develop, you know, what he calls courage. He said, and I didn't have it. And so when adversity came to me, I didn't know what to do, and I contemplated ending my life. And so, but he starts that whole discussion with his, the term, I was an indoor Jew. So you would be our indoor Gentile. Congratulations.
That notion of accountability, for one, and drawing on inner resources that you didn't know you had.
Well, you know, I think part of that is, though, part of that is, until you hear people that live with trauma talking about it and making sense of it, Nancy, I don't think you know, because it's like you're just saying there, well, wait, I thought I had this tacked down. Why is it coming back to visit me? And then you hear somebody stand up and say, yeah, it's never going away. And you're like, oh, my God, thank God. Now that makes sense to me. I know. And so, you know, but until you have a trauma guide, and that's what, you know, hopefully we're creating, is all these people that can mentor other people on what it is to live with trauma, and the fact that it isn't going away, and the fact that you can live a great life. All of that's possible, but it certainly helps if somebody would tell you the truth, and you would learn that truth earlier as opposed to later, so you can learn how to live your life, so you can know these things are normal. And so to me, that's what the gospel of post-traumatic winning is about. It's about preaching that and getting people to understand all that is still possible, even after, you know, they go through traumatic events in their lives. But it's certainly when you don't have the benefit of that wisdom that I received from my company, Gunny, until you have that, you're out there doing it on your own. And it's pretty difficult, you know, it's pretty difficult.
Very, very. And it's exhausting when you're trying to do it yourself. And no matter how much knowledge you have coming from the psychology degree, you are not very good usually at applying it to yourself.
Right.
You need somebody else to say, whoops. Well, I was fortunate in my family. I had my 3 to 5 with mom and dad and 5 sibs. And they kept me honest and they kept me accountable. But I still had that idea that, oh, you know, this is going to get healed internally for you. It's going to get healed mentally and spiritually, and you'll be able to deal. And healing is ongoing, and it doesn't stop till you have your last breath. That's all there is to it. But back then, that wasn't a piece of what I had available to me.
I have an email for you. Mac, first of all, it's a pleasure to meet Nancy. I heard you read her email the other day, and it's very cool to hear from people that have kind of come to All Marine Radio the way I have. My question to her is, I've never actually met anybody with cerebral palsy. My question to her is the mental part or the physical part more different, or I'm sorry, more difficult, and or does it simply vary by day what the larger challenge is? Kind of an interesting question.
Very interesting question, and it does vary a lot, particularly as I've aged. For me, the physical stuff is my normal. But as I'm aging, the physical stuff gets more present to me than it was. I don't find it, though, very much different from anybody else who's getting through a given day. Because this, for me, is normal.
Interesting. So it just varies by the day, but if I could summarize, as you've gotten older, the physical part has become more pronounced.
Yeah. Just because things wear out, you know.
Right.
Tendons decide to say, oh, I'm not holding you up anymore. Sorry. So you have to start using a little more assistive equipment than you used to, that sort of thing.
Got it. Here's another email. Mac, just want to give a shout out to the lady that you are interviewing. I did not catch her name. God bless her for the work that she's done for other people. God bless her also and her struggle, which is more than many of us could ever fathom that we could live through. I wanted just to take a second to wish her happy Valentine's Day, and I hope this isn't the last time that we hear her on All Marine Radio. Well, there you have it. Now you're going to have to return as a guest there, Nancy. What the hell?
Hoping so, Matt. That is just a blessing. It really feels like a community around All Marine Radio, and it's just a blessing to be part of it.
All right. Well, Nancy, first of all, thank you very much for the very, very gracious email you sent the other day. And I think you could probably sense from the tone of our voices when we talk about it, but the joy that we get from giving our knowledge that we've acquired from other people to other people and hopefully touching their lives in a positive way, making sure that they know that, you know, that they have great lives and hopefully having a positive impact on it. So thank you very much for the phone call. And this won't be the last time we talk. And what else you have going on today? Anything exciting?
Just trying not to look out the window. You know, I'm going to bury my nose in the reading that I've had in the queue for a while and listen to the podcast later and be thankful that you guys are out there and just be grateful for another day.
All right. Well, our paths will cross again. Nancy Dunham from Northwestern Pennsylvania. A fan of Ballroom Radio, and so thanks for hopping on today, Nancy. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's been a joy, Max. Take care.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How about that? That was Nancy Dunham. I told you that I'm the coolest guy you know, because I know people like Nancy. I know people like Nancy Dunham, and no, I mean it's just doing this and what it's evolved into is a labor of love, honestly, and getting a chance to meet Nancy and talk to her and is does nothing but make my life better and hopefully everybody's life better. So everybody who listens, so. Anyway, that'll do it. If you're just tuning in, that was Nancy Dunham. And you'll hear her again. We'll check out the news. There's some interesting news. If you have any good links to the underwater video of the USS Hornet, I've got a couple links so far. Ohio Man was all over the story, so he sent me links. But if you have any others, send them to me. I love that kind of stuff. Number two, you'll hear Jeff Kenney and Tim Lynch in the second hour for about 90 minutes. And we beat up the black helicopter theories and the deep state and all kinds of stuff. So moderately entertaining, I would tell you. And then after that, you'll hear Nancy Dunham, who sent me an email the other day and said that she's a fan of Post-Traumatic Winning. So it was a chance to meet her. So anyway, have a great day. Tomorrow, Chris Woodbridge is going to join us. Chris is the editor and publisher of the Gazette. And here's a text message. Nancy was sent from heaven. Thank you. You know, again, and Bob Nielsen sent that. Bob, memo to you. The only reason Home Room Radio is still on the air is because of Bob Nielsen. So, your hand in the hands, in the lives of all these people, is pretty cool. I'm yakking about it, but yeah, and I said this the other day. Bob Nielsen said something that Joe Hull said something the other day when he stood up. Joe Hull, Vietnam veteran like Bob, and he stood up at the end of my post-traumatic winning thing I did last week at Camp Pendleton, and he said the following: I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm here to tell you that you have to talk about it. We didn't talk about it, and now lo, 50 years later. Right, we're all in therapy talking about it. So talk about it. Memo to self, talk about it. So, and that reminded me of my first conversations with Bob. And he could see the future of Ballroom Radio. I thought it was important to talk about it, right? Which is why I started this little thing. Bob had 50 years of experience knowing that it was absolutely essential that you had to talk about it. And I remember him saying stuff like, you don't know what you're on to. And I'm like, what do you mean I don't know? I started this thing. What do you mean I don't know? But he had, you know, he had close to 50 years experience when we started, 48 years of experience when we started dealing with not talking about it and all the ramifications that come with that. So I would, again, once again, congratulate Bob on, thank him and also congratulate him that the only reason Nancy's life got touched was because of Bob Nielsen's support and the support of Turner Construction. So there you have it. The truth. Hashtag true. True dat. And also a reminder, live the high life. Right? Our comrades who didn't come home would expect us to do that. Right? That's our purpose. So that's the purpose of this program. That's the purpose of this song. Have a great day. On a Wednesday, hump day, the eve of Valentine's Day, don't forget your responsibility. All Marine Radio is over and out.